morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We started the week on Monday with Earth Day, and we're ending it this Friday with Arbor Day. If that's not enough of a reason for you to get out and enjoy nature and maybe do some planting in the yard, we also have some reminders for you from our garden calendar and some tips for handling both those annuals and perennials in your yard and garden. First of all, a reminder from our garden calendar to thin lettuce, carrot, radish, and beet seedlings if you planted those cool season crops in your garden at the beginning of the month. Another reminder from our garden calendar, now is a good time to remove any spent flowers on your daffodils and tulips. Also, from our yard and garden experts, if you had problems with any of your tulips or daffodils blooming this year, some advice from our horticulture hotline experts. If your tulips are no longer blooming, keep in mind that most modern tulip cultivars bloom well for about 3 to 5 years, and then the bulbs decline in vigor quickly. Weak bulbs will produce large, floppy leaves, but no flowers, so keep an eye on your tulips and plan accordingly. To maximize the number of years you have tulips in bloom, choose a planting site that receives at least 6 hours of direct sun per day and has well-drained soils. You want to promptly remove the spent flowers after the tulips are done blooming. Seed pod formation deprives the bulbs of much of the food manufactured by the foliage, and you want to, of course, allow the foliage to die back naturally before removing it so it can store adequate amount of food in the bulb to flower again the next year. If you do have tulips that are no longer blooming, you can dig up and discard the bulbs and plant new tulip bulbs in the fall. Similarly, if your daffodils aren't blooming, they were not able to store enough food the previous year. Daffodil foliage typically persists for 4 to 6 weeks after blooming, and during this time, daffodil foliage is manufacturing food and transporting it down to the bulbs. In order to bloom, daffodils must store adequate levels of food in their bulbs, so make sure you're not cutting off the foliage prematurely. You should allow it to die back naturally first, so it has plenty of time to store food in the bulbs prior to blooming next year. Also, if you have plants in partial shade in May and June, they may not be able to store enough food in their bulbs because of insufficient sunlight. Dig up any daffodils that are blooming poorly and growing in partial shade once the foliage has died back, and replant the bulbs in a location that receives at least 6 hours of direct sun per day, and they should bloom a little bit better next year. Also, something to keep in mind, if your daffodils are in large clumps, they may cease flowering because they're overcrowded. Again, once the foliage has died back, you can dig up those large daffodil clumps and separate the bulbs, replant and spread them out immediately. You can also dry your bulbs for several days, place in mesh bags, and then store in a cool, dry location and replant in the fall. It is possible to get non-blooming daffodils to flower again if they're given good care and favorable growing conditions. If you are planning on planting some annuals or transplanting small grown plants into your garden this year, you may want to consider these tips from our university horticulturalists to ensure a successful start to some of those annual flower and vegetable transplants. If you are purchasing from a garden center, you want to select short, stocky plants that have dark green foliage. Avoid tall, spindly plants. Small to medium-sized transplants will become quickly established in the garden more easily than large ones that may need a little more time adjusting. Short, stocky vegetable transplants are often more productive than large plants that already have flowers or fruits on them. When selecting annual flowers and vegetable plants, large transplants are usually not the best choice. Annual flower and vegetable plants started indoors in the home or purchased from a greenhouse should not be directly planted into the garden because the intense sun and strong wind may damage or kill the tender transplants. Plants should be hardened off or acclimated to outdoor growing conditions before planting. You can do this by starting them in a shady, protected site when you get them outdoors. Gradually expose them to longer periods of direct sun and closely watch the plants. Thoroughly water them when the soil surface becomes dry to the touch. Move them indoors if a strong wind or severe storm or even an overnight frost threatens before they are in the ground. Transplants should be ready to plant after about 6 or 7 days of hardening off in this manner. Once you do plant, carefully remove the plants from the plastic cell pack by gently squeezing the bottom of each compartment. Plants in plastic pots can be removed by tipping them gently on their side and tapping the bottom of the pot. If possible, plant annual flowers and vegetables in the garden on an evening or a cloudy day. Planting at these times will lessen the transplant's stress and allow them to recover somewhat before being exposed to strong midday sun and that strong wind. Place plants in the ground at the same depth or slightly deeper than they were in their containers. Tall, leggy tomato plants can be planted much deeper than previously grown, as roots will develop all along the buried stems. After planting, you want to thoroughly water each plant and continue to water for at least 10 to 14 days, and then after that, anytime there is extremely dry weather. Again, for more information on getting those plants off to a good start and taking care of some of those problems areas in your garden, you can always call the ISU Hortline, 515-294-3108. Email hortline@iastate.edu, or find a wide variety of resources on the ISU Extension website and Extension store. Of course, for local access to resources or a list of upcoming events here in Cass County, you can visit the Cass County Extension website, follow our Facebook page, call us at 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.